For today's second date update, a listener named Drew is on the phone, and he says he had a very awkward first date with the girl that he wants to call today, although I don't know why it's awkward. It sounds amazing to me. His email said she didn't say a word. So, dude, I would
so
love
awkward.
That. No conversation at all. That sounds amazing,
no.
Drew. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
Oh, my God. Even just Jubal's short description of that,
that sounds terrible.
It sounds awful.
Yeah, it was very, very, very strange. I mean, I guess I should start from the beginning.
Yeah, or just tell people how they can get this girl's number so they can go out with her.
No.
They're interested in someone who doesn't need to waste time with words on a first date, you know?
You are the only one that hates talking.
Yeah. No, I know. Well, it got built up to like such a big point, but so I started talking to this girl named Bonnie off of like an online dating site.
Okay.
And we're just like chatting, just, you know, like, how are you? Did you see this movie? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, normal, like, run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, just like a typical whatever.
Okay.
And then, like, after a few weeks, we're like, okay, maybe we should talk on the phone. And nothing changed from, like, transferring it over from text to talking.
Well, that's, that's great.
Yeah, so we decide to meet each other in person. We're like, okay, we need to just do this. We need to see each other, whatever.
Yeah, what took so long? Why were you waiting so long?
I don't know. Like, we just kind of, like, you know, scheduling conflicts. I would be busy. She would be busy, you know.
Okay, so you finally figured it out, and what did you do?
Well, so we were like, you know, let's meet. And she texts me like an hour before we're supposed to meet up and says, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I double booked myself. I was supposed to do this thing for my job.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm sorry, I can't meet up. I was like, okay, you know, like, no problem. So then we plan to hang out a couple of days later. And then she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sick.
Oh,
wait,
no.
This is the second time she's bailed.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, now it starts to sound kind of like a scam. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
You know?
Like, she's just blowing you off and never actually wants to get together.
Yeah, but then I'm like, if you want to blow me off, then just blow me off.
Right, because she's investing a lot of time talking to you and texting with you.
Planning dates.
It's almost like you guys are in a relationship before you even went out on a date.
Yeah, and, you know, I honestly was falling for her really hard. I was still, like, kind of in that, like, enamored phase. Like, I'll still have hope that she still wants to see me, whatever. And then we finally decide on a third time to actually go out on a date. And she shows up with this index card that says, I'm sorry, I can't talk, my voice is gone.
Oh my god, she
actually showed up to your date and she couldn't speak.
It was like a David Lynch movie or something. I just didn't know how to react to it. I was just like, what the?
Yeah, why even show up?
Well, I mean, she didn't want to cancel on him again because she's already canceled twice. I think that it's nice that she followed through, but she didn't give you a heads up before that?
No. No, honestly, like if someone shows up with an index card, like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And the thing is that she's actually gorgeous.
Okay.
Good.
It's just this weird thing where, like, I just kept talking to, like, I tried to talk my way out of it.
So your whole date was her sitting there and you talking to her, trying to have a conversation with her?
She would nod. She would nod. And then I'd be like, well, don't you want to just, like, go home if you're sick or whatever the heck is going on right now? And then she wrote, yes, sorry.
Okay. Well, I would think it's a good thing for you that she wanted you to know she was interested enough to still go on a date when she couldn't talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, can't she just text me then? Why,
no,
why are we using index cards,
right?
and wasting paper? Like,
obviously, she already canceled on you twice. If she cancels on you a third time, then you're going to think that she's lying or she's catfishing you and you're not going to ever talk to her again. Of course she had to go out on the date.
I'm not saying that she shouldn't have gone on the date, but, like, it wasn't enjoyable. I was just literally just blabbing, like, just on and on and on and on.
Okay.
Well, I don't
so why
it.
Do you want to call her for a second date then?
Well, the reason that I want to call her is because I don't know if she's telling the truth or not.
Oh, you think that the index card was a lie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do you think it's a lie? Why do you think she didn't want to talk to you?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that she might be, like, hiding something. I have no idea.
When's the last time you heard, well... I don't know if you heard anything. When's the last time you guys talked or typed, whatever you do?
Not since the date. It's like I haven't heard from her.
So you guys went from talking every day to absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, whatever is wrong with her voice obviously has affected her texting.
it's affected her texting fingers, too. She can't even type to you.
I just want to figure it out. I just want to know.
Okay.
Well, play a song. Then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
Thanks, guys.
If she's talking.
We'll see. Right? That would be kind of a bad part for us.
We'll do it next. Hang on.